Counterfeit Pleasures, The Knowledge of Evil, August 17. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took off the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. It was the will of God that Adam and Eve should not know evil. The knowledge of good had been freely given them, but the knowledge of evil, of sin and its results, of wearing toil, on anxious care, of disappointment and grief, of pain and death, this was in love withheld. While God was seeking man's good, Satan was seeking his ruin. Satan desired to make it appear that this knowledge of good mingled with evil would be a blessing, and that in forbidding them to take of the fruit of the tree, God was withholding greater good. He urged that it was because of its wonderful properties for imparting wisdom and power that God had forbidden them to taste it, that he was thus seeking to prevent them from reaching a nobler development and finding greater happiness. When Eve saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat. It was grateful to the taste, and, as she ate, she seemed to feel a vivifying power, and imagined herself entering upon a higher state of existence. Having herself transgressed, she became a tempter to her husband, and he did eat. "Your eyes shall be opened," the enemy had said, "ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Their eyes were indeed opened, but how sad the opening! If Adam and Eve had never touched the forbidden tree, the Lord would have imparted to them knowledge, knowledge upon which rested no curse of sin, knowledge that would have brought them everlasting joy.